Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Joyful Saints, Psalm 149, verses 5 and 6. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. God does not want us to be sad, downcast believers. He wants us to be joyful in our walk with Him. And I think one of the ways that we can be joyful is to recognize and realize what is waiting for us in glory. There is a wonderful, powerful, joyful day waiting for us in glory. The things that we endure in this world are nothing compared to the joy that awaits us in eternity. We might go through the difficult times now, but oh, we look forward and see the glory that's waiting for us. Over and over, I'm reminded of the saints of God that have given themselves joyfully into the hands of their detractors, because they realize that the suffering and the trials of this world cannot be compared with the joy that awaits us in glory. Are you a joyful saint? Are you on fire for God? Do you have the smile on your face that calls to those around us and beckons them to walk along with us, to give their heart to the Lord, to recognize that they need to have salvation so that they can have eternity? Be joyful, saint. Have God in your heart and joy in your face. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can have joy in our heart as we walk with you. I pray that the words of our mouth and the smile that we have might be infectious and contagious for those who walk with us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.